Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this beautiful Lord's Day. Psalms 18, verses 46 through 50, reads like this. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me, and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies, yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Let us pray. Our most glorious Lord and Savior, we thank you for this opportunity to read thy word, to sing these songs before you and before your people. We pray, Lord, that you bless and protect your church family, our church family. We ask and pray, Lord, that you bless them each and every one, that they might be thankful and shine before thee as I know that they are. Help them, Father, and guide them. Guide us all, Lord. We all need thee, for we are nothing without thee. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon this community and upon this nation, that you have mercy upon our enemies. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Precious Lord. forgive me if I'm wrong. But this looks like more than I can do on my own. I know I'm not strong enough to be everything that I'm supposed to be. I give up, not strong enough. Hands of mercy, won't you cover me? All right now, I'm asking you to be strong enough. Strong enough for the both of us. Maybe that's the point, to reach the point of giving up. 'Cause when I'm finally at rock bottom, that's when I start looking up and reaching out. I know I'm not strong enough to be.
Let us remember to keep our church family in our prayers. Let us also pray for wisdom, strength, and healing upon our elders and our leaders. Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we will do all as the good Lord allows. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 50. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 4 through 6. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, and to record, and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and next to him Zechariah, Jehiel, and Shiramimoth, and Jehiel, and Mattathiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obedom, and Jael, with psalteries, and with harps. But Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Benaiah also, and Jezahiel the priest, with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 7 through 8. Then on that day David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brother. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, and make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Ezra chapter 3, verse 11. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout, and they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Nehemiah chapter 12, verses 24 through 27. And the chief of the Levites, Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, the son of Kadmiel, with their brethren, over against them, to praise and to give thanks, according to the commandment of David, the man of God, ward over against ward. Medaniah, and Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshuzlam, Talman, Akub, were porters keeping the ward at three thresholds of the gates. These were the days of Joachim, the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jehozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor, and of Ezra the priest, the scribe. And the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem they sought the Levites out of their places to bring them to Jerusalem, and to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgiving and with singing, with cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. Psalms chapter 30, verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalms 50, verses 14 through 15. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalms chapter 75, verse 1. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Psalms 107, verse 1. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Daniel chapter 2, verse 23. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Luke chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she came in that instant, gave thanks. And she coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. John chapter 11, verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, because of the people which stand by, I said it. And they that may believe that thou hast sent me, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, and that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let me ask you, are you thankful? Are you thanking God as you should? Are you grateful for the situation you're in? God is our great potter. He molds and shapes us with the events in our lives, not just as individually, but as our church as well. I pray we are thankful to God and that we yield to God's shaping of our lives and be thankful for it. I thank God for each and every one of you. I pray you continue to pray for one another and for our church and for our nation. As James in James chapter 5 verse 16 reads, confess your faults to one another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Did you wake up this morning? Thank the Lord. Were you able to enjoy the sunshine upon your face? Praise the Lord. Were you able to put clothes on your body? Praise the Lord. Were you able to eat? Thank you, Lord. Did you stub your toe and let it remind you of how frail us humans are? Thank you, Lord. Did you struggle to meet a deadline this week, only for a miracle to happen at the last second for you to realize just how great God is? Thank the Lord. Through every tiny, what seems to be tiny event to us, let us remember and praise the Lord every moment for it. These things, as was said, mold us into what God would have us to be. So let us take joy, let us be thankful, let us be grateful. Let us not be as the Israelites and look over all the many blessings that you give us, as it's so easy to do. But if we remember that the very air that we breathe is a gift from you, if we remember that this joy and love that we get to share with one another is because of you, let it be a reminder, let it us be an example to all those that we meet. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. It could not be said enough. We ask that you please forgive us where we fall short, and please continue to guide us in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm a part of the family